to GovX Data Points, where we talk all things government and data. I'm your host, Eric Reese, as always, but today with a guest co-host continuing our international series, who you might remember from one of our past podcasts, Matthew Rafman.
Hey, Eric, it's great to be back with you. I work mainly with West Coast cities as a senior implementation advisor with GovX, but I've had the unique opportunity of working with the city of Buenos Aires, the land of Lomo and Malbecs, to assist with their open data and performance analytics projects.
So to do that, today we're talking with Martin Alessandro, head of the delivery unit in the Secretary General's office for the city of Buenos Aires.
Martin joined Buenos Aires as the head of the delivery unit in 2016 when Mayor Horacio Larreta took office. Previously, he focused on building institutional capacity in the public sector as a consultant with the Inter-American Development Bank. He had the unique opportunity of serving in the office of the chief of the cabinet in the federal government of Argentina, and he has a master's in public policy from the University of Maryland.
So welcome, Martin. We're always happy to talk to at least a former Maryland resident like us here at Johns Hopkins, and we're happy to have you with us today.
And I was thinking maybe you could just start with the basics and walk us through what the delivery unit is and what its role is in Buenos Aires government.
Thank you, Matt and Eric, for the invitation. In general, as you know, delivery units are small teams that work helping line ministries, departments, agencies to achieve priority goals that the government or the chief executive has. This began in the UK. It has been replicated in a number of countries, including in Latin American countries. And it has a resemblance to what the STAT models are in US cities. This idea of data-driven management models, of a relentless focus on priorities, of a strong role by the chief executive and the team at the center of government in monitoring the progress on those priorities. So these are very similar models, delivery models, STAT models. And in the case of Buenos Aires, we established this unit in late December of 2015 in Mayor Rodríguez Larreta's term in office. And one of the focus of our work, it's not the only one, but it's one of the main ones, are the mayor's public commitments, which, as you know, and GovX has been a great partner on this, are a set of priority goals that have very specific targets and deadlines and trajectories that the mayor announced very early in his term, precisely for his term in office. And the role of the delivery unit on this has been first to help define and specify those goals based on the mayor's priorities and the overall government planning, but to specify these goals. Second, to monitor or to oversee that progress is actually happening. Third, to contribute in different ways with data, with evidence, to help accelerate that progress. And finally, to establish accountability mechanisms for the public in terms of a website that presents trajectories and progress, in terms of social media presence, accountability event that we have upcoming for next week, in which we plan for the mayor to present what has happened in this first year in office in terms of the public commitments, using a lot of data visualizations, sort of an innovative way to be accountable to the public. So this is basically the work that the delivery unit does in Buenos Aires.
So Martin, that's really helpful. And I'm curious, since you noted the mayor's commitments, and Matt has told me, you know, they're a very ambitious set of commitments. Can you walk us through one example of one of those commitments and how the delivery unit is using data to help you do that work?
Okay, yeah. I can mention one that actually GovX has partnered with us to improve the work we do. And it's the commitment to ensure that every child that uses the public health system, which is run by the city, receives in their first year of life at least 7 pediatric consultations. And in terms of incorporating data and evidence towards meeting this goal, what we've done, and GovX has been a partner on this, is first to improve the available data. We have conducted a survey to complement the administrative records that were not regarded as very reliable, so we added a new source of data on how many consultations are actually happening. At the same time, the Department of Health is working to improve the administrative records through the implementation of electronic health records, which didn't exist. And we have also conducted a study, a very in-depth study led by UNICEF, on the factors that influence infant child mortality in the city, which is a key topic in the city and for the mayor. And this in-depth study has identified determinants, factors that influence this indicator, and has come up with a number of recommendations for the Department of Health, for other departments in the city which are part of the delivery chain to improve performance here. And we have been coordinating that study from the government side, from the delivery unit, interacting with the relevant departments and agencies in the city. We plan to make this study public in a few weeks, and this is another way of incorporating evidence, not necessarily statistical evidence per se, but actually an in-depth study conducted by a very prestigious and independent institution like UNICEF to help improve how we work towards meeting this goal.
Martin, thank you for that. I mean, I think one of the neat things about Buenos Aires and one of the things I learned by working with you guys is you really have a lot of tools and a lot of expertise that you can leverage when doing this type of work. And so, you know, just from my experience there, I know you have a strong planning department. There's the delivery unit. There's strong data management practices and evidence, a good connection with academic institutions and research institutions. And you yourself, you know, come from, to some extent, a research background with IDB. And so I think one thing that might be interesting for our listeners is to understand a little bit about how all those tools and all those resources can be brought to bear on the challenges that the mayor has identified. And maybe if you could speak a little bit about how you approach that and the coordination across all those different potential tools. And then also if there are challenges to that coordination, maybe speak through a little bit of that and how you're trying to address those challenges.
The first thing I'd say is that we have actually studied a lot what has happened elsewhere, the UK model and the STAT models in a number of US cities. So even though we had to adapt it to, of course, local conditions and institutional background that the city had, we have been quite rational in the sense of studying what has worked elsewhere and trying to adapt it to the city. As you mentioned, the city already had a pretty strong management model. The current mayor used to be chief of staff to the previous mayor, who is now, incidentally, the president of the country. And in that position, he established a management model that has a lot of similarities with the STAT models, in the sense of you have routine monitoring meetings. But the difference probably is that you're not just focusing on a number of select priorities, but you're covering a broader agenda of government goals and actions in those meetings. So when we came up with this idea of making a number of priority goals public, we had to adapt the monitoring of those goals to this existing framework. And in that sense, we have varied a bit from other models that exist internationally on how we do our work. Very recently, we had sort of 1 year review meetings of how each department had done in terms of achieving what they had planned early in the term. And in these meetings, we had a separate section to cover each department's public commitments. But it's not that the entire meeting was devoted to that, but we had a section on that. So we didn't establish a new set of monitoring meetings, but rather adapted the ones that already existed and that were already embedded sort of in the organizational culture to cover this new innovation that we had in terms of the public commitments. At the same time, in our role in terms of the delivery unit, we have deviated a bit from other cases in the sense that we have taken, especially in the last few months, a broader role in terms of coordinating not just the delivery of policy, but coordinating the making of policy. Sort of in a number of cross-cutting priority topics in which the mayor felt that the government needed a more coherent, integrated vision, we have worked coordinating the relevant ministries and departments to develop this more integrated approach. So in that sense, we have also deviated a bit from what a typical delivery unit would do, but again, trying to bring this management discipline, to bring evidence, to bring our connections with academics, with research institutions.
So I'm not sure if I actually answered your question.
No, I think you did, Martin.
I hope I did.
Yeah, I think you did. And it leads to me to one follow-up. Thinking about what you all are doing, it seems like you're pushing the agenda forward on some of these performance issues beyond your organization, and partnering with other stakeholders, with academics, as you said. And it seems to me that there might be some challenges with doing that. So if you could talk a little bit about what are some of those challenges and maybe what you all are doing to help overcome some of them, I think that would be really helpful.
I think in terms of challenges to bringing evidence and connected government with academics, we try to play a role as interpreters, as someone who can speak both languages in a way, and try to make academics aware that you don't have forever to analyze a problem and to come up with solid data and to use what you have, the best information you can produce in a reasonable timing. And at the same time, working with government agencies that are not as used to incorporating these external actors in their decision making, and try to bridge them. And that has been a challenge. I mean, it's not obvious that a bureaucrat wants to hear from the dean of a university and vice versa. But we have tried to play this role of translators, mediators, I don't know how to put it, but try to bring the best of both worlds to come up with better decision making and in some cases, better evidence in terms of delivery.
So I have kind of a random question but I think you're uniquely positioned to kind of think about it. You know, you've lived and thought about these issues of governance and using data to make better decisions in government. And you've done that both in the U.S. and you've also done it throughout Latin America and also now in a couple different roles in city government and federal government in Argentina. And I'm curious, like culturally, from your perspective, what you think are some of the differences between this type of work in the U.S. and at least in the Argentine context, if not, you know, across Latin America?
I think the U.S. in general, not just government, but U.S. in general, you can see it in sports, for example. People are much more used to statistics and data to back up decisions. In our case, I think the role of evidence and solid data is more incipient or weaker. In general, not just in Buenos Aires, but I'd say in Argentina and maybe in other countries as well. So I think the first challenge you have is that not only people are not used to the use of data so broadly, but the data is sometimes not even available, it's not being produced, it's not updated. So I feel, maybe you can correct me, but I feel that in the U.S. you have an array of data waiting for you to use it in decision making. Maybe the political process doesn't allow you to use it, but it's there. While here, I feel that even if you're trying to incorporate in decision making, you have less of a culture and less of an availability of that data. So I'd say that's a difference from the U.S.
Yeah, and maybe you're giving us a little bit too much credit in terms of how much data we have available in the U.S. as well. But I think that's really helpful context. I'm curious also in what's happening next for you all and what's coming down the pike in 2017 and, you know, 2018 as you continue to learn from the implementation and meeting these commitments over time. You know, what are you all planning for this year and next year to keep that ball rolling?
First, we're coming up with new actions and initiatives as part of this public commitment umbrella. As I was telling you, next week we're planning a pretty big event which we expect to have two separate sections. First, the mayor will present the progress that has been made in the 35 public commitments and the challenges that we have faced and in certain cases where we haven't been able to deliver as planned. He will take questions from a live audience and from social media, live. He's very used to that, as you know, and he's not afraid of taking live questions and unfiltered questions. So that's going to be the first part of the event. And he's going to use, for example, what President Obama used in the last State of the Union, in the sense of you have visualizations that appear in the screen as he's speaking about a certain topic, and we plan to display the trajectories and the data on the commitments as he's speaking. And in the second part, he's going to renew the commitment agenda with new commitments. We're sort of victims of our own success in a way. The mayor sees that the idea of coming up with public commitments has been successful, and he wants to refresh the agenda with new ones. We're going to be announcing 15 new commitments, again, with targets, with deadlines. So that's coming up soon, next week. And then we have the idea to work in the institutionalization of this practice. So how can we make sure that this is not just something that this mayor does, but something that the city and the neighbors of Buenos Aires expect to happen in the future? So we're discussing different options, sending a bill to the legislator and other ideas. But one of the goals we have is to begin to institutionalize this practice, not just as something that depends on this mayor. So I'd say these are two big goals we have for this year. And third, we have worked in incorporating data and evidence, but we feel that this hasn't happened systematically yet. I mean, we have found good partners, have had opportunities to include solid data in decision making, but we want this to be a more permanent practice in government. So we have studied, and GOVEX has helped us with this, a number of possibilities to expand this or to make it a more permanent feature of the decision making process. And one of the goals we have so for this year is to extend the use of evidence in government in a more systematic way with regulations or best practices. But that's one of the goals we have for this year.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited to see what comes out of that. And you guys are going to continue to push. There's no doubt about that. I think you hinted on this a little bit with the legislative part, and also the fact that the mayor used to be the chief of staff for the now president of the country. And so one thing I was kind of curious about was to what extent you're seeing collaboration between the city and the federal government. Obviously, Buenos Aires is a very, very, very important city for Argentina and for the federal government as well. And I know one of the things that was kind of interesting coming out of the last couple years is there's an opportunity to collaborate that may not have existed in the past with the federal government. So I'm curious if you're starting to think around those ends and if you're seeing any anything successful along that front.
Absolutely. I mean, the amount of collaboration, the degree of collaboration between the city and the federal government has multiplied in the past year compared to previous years. And that, of course, opens a number of possibilities. And some of these public commitments actually depend on collaboration and co-creation between the city and the federal government. And within the city, as you mentioned, we depend on a number of topics on the legislator passing certain bills or appropriating resources. And in that regard, we feel as well that the collaboration has been there and will continue to exist. If I may add something more about the last question, which I forgot, something we're trying to do for this year is to analyze critically the work we do. And we're actually conducting a study right now with Torquato Di Tella University, which is a private university here in Buenos Aires, analyzing what has changed in the workings of government because of the public commitments. I mean, it's always hard to find the counterfactual when you do an institutional reform of this type. So what we're doing is a more qualitative approach in which researchers from the university are conducting interviews with officials from a number of departments and agencies in the government, and try to identify if something has changed because the commitments are public. Because the city already had a planning and monitoring model, but the innovation of making public a number of priority goals was new. And the preliminary findings they have is that for a number of departments, the commitments have produced an impact, in the sense that in the past, if certain goals weren't met, maybe they would have abandoned them or redefined the target. But as the goal and the target were public, this added a new pressure, the inevitability of the goal. So in that sense, the idea of making the goals public has been successful in making the departments work the extra mile to actually meet the target and not just abandon it or redefine it. So as I said, one of the goals we have for this year is to assess if we're making a difference or not, and to change and improve what needs to be improved for that.
Yeah, I really like it's like statting the stat system, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Working on this field, I always found that nobody is measuring the impact of those practices that claim to improve performance. And it's not easy, as I was saying, but you need to do it. If nothing changed, why are you doing it?
Well, that sounds great, Martin. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you guys for the invitation.
Thanks again to Martin for joining us this week. If you want to learn more about Buenos Aires, what they're doing with data, and the delivery unit, check out the links in the show notes. As always, thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again soon to find out where the data points.